If you can, see, see. Let's get to some business. Close the lens. No, not to you, not to you. I gave the instruction to one. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Their emotions. There are such things called emotions. If you can see, see. If you can see, see. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You pray for one, sons. Are you alone? Son, my Lord, Jesus. We are full blown. We are experiencing such things. You've come into the place of encounter, where God's power is here to change. In this place of encounter, we'll come with all we have to be renewed by your holy fire. All we want is to burn for your will, Lord. And yes, my heart, Lord, it is yours. Is my will, Lord, make it yours. Is my life, Lord, I lay down for you. I lay down. I lay down for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's have our seats if we can now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Just open the few windows that are close by. Just the three windows that are here. Amen. Just a couple of things. I just want us to just check.
out as we continue on our series, The School of the Spirit. If you can, you see. Hallelujah. The School of the Spirit. So we said, in Genesis 1:1, when Moses said, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. We said that's the word. That's the word. Bereshit, rather. What am I saying? Saying as though I just knew I'm just up to his touching on the earth. Right? Heavens in the earth. There is not heavens outside the earth. It's not heavens a distance away from the earth. It's actually heavens in the earth. In the beginning. So it shows you God's beginning. Right? God's beginning speaks of his steps in all of the earth. Hallelujah. Praise what you have in God's beginning. Now, we said that is Moses writing about a reality of their world. The supernatural and the natural in the same place. Now, several people have often asked the question, right? I think I should include this somewhere in the WCC GPLR meeting. But I think when I'm teaching you on this teaching next year, which is the School of the Spirit, I told you I'm going to see continue next year, right? Right? Then I'll get to talk about some things. You know, we'll begin to say a couple of things around what from the. So, if we say heaven and earth is in the same place, so some people will say, then where is here? Amen. Glory to God. Is it a location? Is it, come on, we'll get to see some of those things. There's some people say, then where do dead people go to? We'll answer all those questions in that series. Hallelujah. In that series. I'm not promising you it's the series in January, but it is in that series. Amen. Well, I'm supposed to be having pneumaticals, so pneumaticals flow as we merge them together. So let's just flow along this line. So it says, so Moses was writing about the reality of their world, the supernatural and the natural in the same place. Hallelujah. The supernatural and the natural in the same place. A reality for them. Now, one, when you say heaven and earth, it shows them their responsibility, right? In all the earth. To make the whole earth God's heaven. And how would that happen? It told them to subdue. So I said that is one of the ways they ministered the gospel in the Old Testament books. Right? How did they preach the gospel? By subduing kingdoms. I said that to us. Right? Right? Subduing kingdoms. But something else that must never be lost on us is the fact that they have the supernatural in their world. Hallelujah. So Moses, in writing Genesis, in teaching the children of Israel about the oracles of God, will write to them about the supernatural. Hallelujah. And that for us is very vital for us today. That for us to have the supernatural so much in our today's church, so much in our world today, we mustn't downplay it on the pulpit. Amen. Amen. You shouldn't downplay. You should talk about it. Amen. You might not have 100%. Okay, let me not get there. But Moses, look at Moses. Moses was writing the children of Israel about God's oracle and wrote to them about the supernatural. And they had the supernatural in their midst. They didn't downplay it even in the New Testament. In fact, it didn't go down in the New Testament books. It was higher. Amen. It was higher. Some of the people think it wasn't higher because they find it in the epistles. No. The epistles are actually letters, right? Letters written to address things and to talk about things. But in their practice, when you get to the book of Acts, right? Right? The book of Acts is an experiential book. Experiential. So they have the experience. You, in the book of Acts, you find those experiences. There you will see that it didn't go down. They had it more. Amen? You know, when you get to 1 Corinthians 14, you know, you think it's just Paul just writing about when you come to church, people speak in tongues, revelation. No. It was fully charismatic. Amen? Amen? Fully charismatic. Because the things of the Spirit are not passive. Because the things of the Spirit are not passive. They are active. Active. Paul says, the uninformed, the unlearned, right? Right? The unbeliever and the unlearned, so they're falling down at their feet. Watch it. Amen. Who testify that God is amongst you. Jesus? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. That means they had those full-blown charismatic meetings that they had. Glory to God. So, the experiences didn't drop. God wanted the children of Israel to have experiences with Him. So that was why Moses had to teach. Do you get that? About these things. He wanted them to have experiences. Experiences. And His kind of experiences. Not the Egyptian model of experiences. How about that? Glory to God. So, in doing that, He tells them, do not make graven image. Graven image is Egypt. Do you see that? Do you see that? Don't liken me to the sun, star, moon. Don't liken. Do you see that? That is Egypt. That means people could get used to negative things about the supernatural. And I think that is all it is to the supernatural. No. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The man who is born again is home in the things of the supernatural. Is home in the things of the Spirit. Glory to God. You are at home. So there's the spiritual is natural to the believer. I put it like that. The supernatural should be natural to the believer. Because the believer is a man in the Spirit. A man from and of the Spirit. Therefore, the things of the Spirit are not alien to him. Hallelujah. So don't look at it in your head that, oh, maybe in the Old Testament books. Now, I know that for us as a church, we don't have an issue when I mention Old Testament, right? We've been able to cross that dichotomy a bit. I know not fully. Because we need a gradual process. Hallelujah. Amen. But you'll be able to cross it to see that there's not like Old Testament books, right? Right? I mean, there's not like Old Testament. What we have is Old Testament books for reference. Hallelujah. Right? Glory to God. So God didn't change. He's the same God. You're the same God. With the same story. Did you see that? Yesterday beyond today, forever you will still remain the same God. With the same story. From glory to glory, we would praise you. Hallelujah. So it's the same God. He didn't change. The same God that was with the children of Israel. Glory to God. He's the same God. Same God. He didn't change form. So that means those experiences flowed. Hallelujah. We'll see that in convention. We'll see those experiences. I know I taught you a bit of it last year, right? But the first day, I'm going to show you those things again. See those experiences. Then we're going to talk about other things in the coming days. I mean, in the other sections. Hallelujah. But related to what I've taught you. Glory to God. You see, the experience didn't drop. It actually increased. Glory to God. They have more experiences. Someone said to me, he said, why is that we don't see angels? Don't say we, say you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Our eyes are so opened. It's because these things are not on several pulpits. I say it always. We'll talk down those things. How can you be teaching about angels and then All your definition of angels is that angels are learning from believers. I've said that, so I'm guilty of it. Angels are learning from believers. So when a believer, like as we are teaching now, angels are sitting down and taking notes. How can you say that? I want to have angels move in your meetings like that. The angels are learning. The angels are carrying notes when the believers are teaching. Imagine, angel. I would say this, I heard it from a pastor friend, Pastor Toby. He said this, it sounds funny, but that's the truth. Imagine, there are 10 angels learn from believers, right? So some believers are in Roman Catholic Church. Believers are in Deeper Light. Believers are in Christ Embassy. Christ Embassy believers. We have believers in Dominion City. We have believers in Winners Chapel. We have in Prophet A and Z Ministry, Apostle Timbaland, Apostle this, Prophet Battle Axe. You know, imagine all those ministries. I didn't look at anybody when I called Battle Axe. Amen. So I try to look straight. Not, I don't give anybody a name. Now imagine all these ministries, signatory apostolic mission, tongues of fire raining ministry, and angels are attending all these meetings. Angels are taking notes. They don't know God. They are taking notes in these meetings. How will angels be like? They will be confused of people. How about that? How will angels look like? Will I be sharing notes? Man, let me tell you some things I learned about God. You cannot please God except you drop something on the altar. Even angels say, imagine an angel heard that. That God, you must give God tithe. If not, it will be tithe for you. And you go to another place. You hear, no, you pass that. You never went to another place. You never went to tongues of fire ministry. Thank God I called tongues of fire here. Yeah. Now went to tongues of fire ministry. Now said another one. I went to signet ring of all nations. You heard another one. You went to the ladder chapel ministry. You heard another one. How do you think we're running the head of the angel? Angel will run mad. You say, that's what it's all this one. It sounds funny than anybody, but it makes sense. When you're going to bring their notes together, okay, let's look at our notes. Come on. Don't say such. Hallelujah. Do it again. The angels are in this place now, and they are taking notes. They are here, yeah. Taking notes. Can you say that? Glory to God. How can you say that? Amen. It's just what we've heard over time. Glory to God. Hope you're with me. What we've heard over time. So, and I think that in the coming days we'll have more experiences. Amen. Deeper experiences. And we will have keep having deep. You know, every day the experiences are deeper. Hope you know that. Hope you know that. The experiences are deeper every day. Deeper. So let me get into what I have for today because time is fast spent. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So the things of the Spirit. In Exodus 19, look at Exodus 19. I would always have to refer to Exodus 19, Exodus 14, Exodus 19. It's very vital for us in these seasons. Amen. Exodus 14 first. I'll take Exodus 14. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Look at verses 19. It says, and the angel which went before the camp of Israel removed, and went behind them, and a pillar of cloud went from before their face and stood behind them. And it came between the camp of the Egyptians and the camp of Israel, and it was a cloud and darkness to them, but it gave light by night to this, that no one could come near the other all the night. These are experiences. Hallelujah. In chapter 13, they were to leave Egypt. The Bible says God was with them as a pillar of fire and a pillar of cloud. Now, the question I asked you was it few people that saw it? All of them saw it. Amen. They had the same experience. Hallelujah. They had experiences. Now, the experience that they had, the Egyptians too had the experience, right? But their experience was judgment. Did you see that? What was light to the children of Israel was darkness to them. They had judgment, rather. Right? They had judgment. Now, in chapter 19 again, another time they had experience, just after they got into the land. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Exodus 19. Verse 17. And Moses brought for the people out of the camp to meet with God. Did you see that? And they stood at the nether part of the mountain. And Mount Sinai altogether on a smoke, because the Lord descended upon it, and fire and smoke thereof descended as the smoke of a furnace, and the whole mount quaked greatly. Did you see that? Hallelujah. So that means they saw clouds. They saw fire. Hallelujah. They saw clouds of fire. Clouds and fire. Glory to God. Clouds and fire. They had experiences. Now take note. In verse 17, it says Moses brought them out to meet with God. So that means there are places also to the things of the Spirit. Come back with me. There are places. There are places for the things of the Spirit. Appointed places by God. There are places, appointed places by God. Amen. That doesn't mean that the greatest manifestations of the things of the Spirit is usually where? Amongst the gathering. That's when you have the greatest manifestation. Amongst the gathering. Can you have personal? Yes. But when it comes to the gathering, it's usually high. You see that? I remember how I used to say it there. I said, when we are the glory of God, we carry God's glory, when we come there is a mass of glory. I just like to say things like that then. Hallelujah. But to have a greater concentration or greater manifestations of the things of the Spirit when we're gathered together. Hallelujah. They had such experiences. Such. Were they personal experiences? Yes, they had. Moses had personal. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, they had personal. But that's together in the church. You know, Steve will say the church in the wilderness. You see that? Amen. That gathering. That's gathering. Hallelujah. To have such kind of great move of God's power. Great move of God's Spirit. In Acts of Apostles chapter 1, I don't want to get into my notes for convention. Acts of Apostles chapter 1, was it God that asked them to tarry in Jerusalem? Was it God? God asked them to tarry. So they tarried there. Hallelujah. Acts of Apostles chapter 1. Are you in chapter 1? I'll read something to you now. Look at verse 6. I'm opening my Bible like this. Okay. Okay, there. Acts 1:6. He says, now when Jesus was done talking to them, right? Probably in verse 5, he said, don't truly baptize with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. Right? So when he said, you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost, was he referring to Acts 2 experience? Yes. Right? So that means, stop. I'm going to explain this further during conventions. So did they know that they are waiting till Pentecost? Yes. Amen. Amen. Were they aware it was going to happen Pentecost day? Yes. Amen. Amen. And it was significant. So when Jesus said, "You shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost," not many years, not many days hence, I told you baptism of the Holy Ghost last year during convention. If you've listened to our messages that I have also listened to while we're fasting, I said that that experience that I had in Acts 2 is also called baptism of the Holy Ghost. It's called to be filled with the Holy Ghost, right? What? It's also called the Holy Ghost falling on them. That experience. Amen. So that means it was clear that Acts 2 was not and it was not something that took them by chance. No, it was not by chance. They were aware. Right? Now look at what they now said. They now asked him, will thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? They asked him that question, will you restore the kingdom to Israel? And he said to them, it is not. Now, I want to put it the way the Greek will have it. Say, his answer there was, is not, which is no. So he answered them, is not, no. Now, he now said, he says, but for now, the times or seasons, who the Father has put in his own power, in his own power, you receive power. You see that? After that, the Holy Ghost is come upon you. Read it in context. They tried to ask him a question outside what he had said, and he said, he took them back to context, the Holy Ghost. Right? Baptism of the Holy Ghost in verse 5. He now said, to know the signs and the seasons which the Father has put in his own power, you will receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Is that baptism of the Holy Ghost? Is that? The Holy Ghost has come upon you. You receive power. He said, you shall be witnesses. You shall witness unto me in Jerusalem, in Judea, and Samaria, unto the uttermost part of the earth. Now put your hands there, rush down to where Luke was writing from in Luke 24, verse 49. He says, and behold, I sent the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem. Tarry ye. So Jesus told them where to tarry. Wait in the city of Jerusalem till you be endued with power from on high. And that is what is called, you will be baptized not many days hence with the Holy Ghost. And you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. He's giving them that expression, you will receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. Ability. Hallelujah. Ability. After the Holy Ghost is come upon you. Now the Holy Ghost coming upon them, was it an activity that they had to initiate? Yes. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So in Acts 2, when the day of Pentecost was fully come. Now when you use that word, when the day of Pentecost was fully come, right? It says, now, it shows that Pentecost was the set time, was fully come. It says, they were in one place, in one accord, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven, as of a washing mighty wind. Now, when I use the word sound from heaven, I'm still going to talk about it in convention. That's why I said I was being careful. Sound from heaven there, or when I use the word suddenly there, I've always told you it's a third party report writing, right? Right? Something else to see when you hear the word suddenly. Suddenly shows the attitude of the responder, how it started. So that means they could have been praying. Well, they were praying. Acts 1:14 showed that they were praying. When they were tarrying, so they were praying. Right? When they were praying, so one person responded. How did the person respond? Why did the person respond? Is it the person was waiting till 12 a.m. Pentecost to respond? No. Something happened. And the person... Do you get it? Right? The Holy Ghost was given. Glory to God. So someone responded. Someone saw what had happened and responded. Hallelujah. So they had that experience. They had similar experience to Acts 19. Hallelujah. If I have to do the cross-referencing in Acts 2, I'll put Acts 19 there. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'll cross-reference it to Acts 19. And I'm going to show you that in the coming days. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Acts 19. See, they appeared unto them, cloven tongues as of fire. I know we've explained this to say, cloven tongues as of fire means the way they spoke in tongues. That was tongues. No. No. Something rested on them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Something rested on them. Hallelujah. Glory. And the attitude was clear. And they began to speak in other tongues, right? No, okay. Verse 3.
cloven tongues as a fire. This is not speaking in tongues. Too. And it sat on each other, and they were filled with the Holy Ghost. So that means they, everybody saw that there's something that rested on them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Like fire. You know, what we have here is a collective declaration that Luke is writing. A collective declaration that something sat on us. I felt it like fire. Right? It was like fire. Everybody said they had the same thing. So it was cloven tongues as of fire. Hallelujah. And that was why they responded the way they responded and said they were filled. Now remember, filled is a third party response of something that is being seen. Hallelujah. So that means whatever rested on them, which is the fire of the Holy Ghost, as they have said, caused an action. So the made men say they were filled. Hallelujah. They saw something. They saw an action. These guys are filled. Just like the prophet of old. When the Spirit of the Lord comes upon them, they will be seen in activity, talking, right? Acting. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When the 70 elders came and the Spirit was taken off from Moses and put upon them, the Bible says they all began to prophesy. He was so rowdy. Some people say they were up and they said, Susa, Haka, 2, 4, 4. No! They were wild. You know, history had it that when the prophet of old had the Spirit come upon them, it is so contagious that everybody knows the power of God is on this one. They were not gentle people. They were wild. Glory to God. So what happened? These guys went boom. The Holy Ghost upon them. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost upon them. Were things. Those that saw some were things. Say, these guys are drunk. They saw were things. These guys are drunk. See now this, but when Peter spoke, he said, this is just the third hour, which is, third hour should be within 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Hallelujah. But the third hour of the day. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because we can't be drunk with wine this early. So that means they saw something. And remember, I told you to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Now, to make you know the importance of that word, filled with the Holy Ghost, it has been an instruction from the Old Testament books. Filled with the Holy Ghost deals with, do not let the fire come down. I told you that, right? It's an instruction from the Old Testament books. The fire must never go down. Leviticus 6, verse 12 to 15. The fire must never go out. It's an instruction. So now, we've seen it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In Ephesians 5, 18, he said, I'll be drunk with one word. He says, well, be thou continually filled with the Holy Ghost. We can be filled with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. We can be being filled with the Holy Ghost. Where things happen. Hallelujah. Where things happen. I'm going to stay around what to do as we get prepared for convention on Sunday. Amen. I think that's where I'm going to end this this series. I think so. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. They were filled with the Holy Ghost. Filled with the Holy Ghost. And I said, no. Only get filled with the Holy Ghost during believers' meeting. No. They're filled with the Holy Ghost. In Acts 6, they were looking for men who would serve table. Acts 6, 4, it said, choose for us 7 men. Full of the Holy Ghost. So that means they had record. And these guys are full of the Holy Ghost. How do you know who are full of the Holy Ghost? I gave you the characteristics of men who are full of the Holy Ghost. They have supernatural utterance. They have supernatural visions. Hallelujah. Full of the Holy Ghost. They don't complain. They are full of thanksgiving. Full of the Holy Ghost. A man full of the Holy Ghost doesn't stutter when it comes to flow with the things of the Spirit. No. Always full of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Always full of the Holy Ghost. Flow with the things of the Spirit. Always full of the Holy Ghost. Ready to go shake yourself somewhere. No. Always full of the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'll share something I learned in convention, Saints Community Church, just a few days ago. You know, I taught us how to step into, right? How to step into. Glory to God. How to step into things. That is to say, when we are in this place and you walk in, you can flow easily with what is available. Hallelujah. And my pastor said, you flow from the known to the unknown. Those of you who were there, hope you heard that. Did you hear that? You flow from the known to the unknown. From the known to the unknown. Hallelujah. How? How? They're in a place and they're talking about the power of God. Just talking. So, someone has flowed. Or, how am I using such bad grammar? Someone just flowed with power of God. Right? Right? So, you too, you want to get into the flow. You stop, you pick it up for right from where the person stops. Glory to God. Remember I told you the things of the Spirit require intelligence. Right from where the person stops. And then you too flow. From where the person stops, you say what the person is saying, then you're flowing into what? The unknown. From the known to the unknown. Then things will be revealed. Hallelujah. Just from tongues and interpretation. We're going to have a practice tonight as we go. Hallelujah. Round this place. From the known to the unknown. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. But we can't be full of the Holy Ghost and stay full all the time. And stay full all the time. We can be full and stay full all the time. All the time, I mean all the time. All the time. Be full of joy all the time. Glory to God. Let me quickly get into this quickly. Get into this quickly. So, was there something revealed in Acts 2? Yeah. Hallelujah. When Peter was explaining that, what happened to them? He says, quoting or reading from Joel. He said, I'll pour my spirit upon all flesh, said the Lord. He said, your sons and your daughters shall do what? Shall do what? Shall do what? Shall prophesy. He said, your young men shall do what? See visions. Your old men shall do what? So now, what do they have? What do they have in that place? Prophecy and revelation. That's what he was explaining. That means they had revelations in Act 2. Glory to God. They had revelations in Act 2. Revelation gift was at work. Hallelujah. Revelation gift was at work. The same way I told you, when Paul was now going to explain that, Paul, in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, I'll say a few things about this. We'll divide the diversities of gifts into three. We'll call the utterance gift. That's the primary gift among believers. Primary, right? So, how do we start off in a believer's meeting? How do we start off? Utterance, right? Right? Now, yeah, we also have revelation. Now, I want to stay here today a bit, just a bit for a few seconds. Now, revelation. We have the word of knowledge, the word of wisdom, and the discerning of spirit. Now, when it comes to revelation gifts, I said this before and I'm saying it again. Some things are very key when it comes to revelation gifts. Right? Remember, we said these are gifts that reveals. Word of knowledge reveals things in the present and in the past. Hallelujah. Word of knowledge. Things in the present and in the past. In the present and in the past. Glory to God. Glory to God. From God's all-knowing knowledge. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Now, stop. I'm going to reiterate this again. Word of knowledge doesn't has got nothing to do with your proud knowledge of some things. It's got nothing to do with it. What about me? It's got nothing to do with it. Your proud knowledge of some things. No. That's it because I know this guy went to Novena. Novena. I know. But he doesn't know that I know. But somebody has given me the hint that I see N, and I see something that ends with A. Like a university. Says I Novena. Only. Only. It looks like, come on, stop it. Amen. I said this to Ross during convention in Saints Community Church. Where I was going, I kept saying to myself, I'm going to flow revelation on the first day. I kept saying, I'm going to flow revelation like never before. Why? I don't know if I was sharing with some pastors here. And I said, I had 100% accuracy with names. 100% names. It was so 100. Amen. Amen. I think I will talk to us about that as we round off on Sunday. How to flow with these things. Did I say it in meeting? No, I don't think I've said it yet. Okay. Glory to God. So it was so strong. So now, word of wisdom deals with things in the future from God's all-knowing wisdom. Right? Things deal with things from God's wisdom concerning particular thing, particular place, particular objects. Amen? Particular, scenarios. So it deals with things from God's all-knowing wisdom. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. That's the word of wisdom. Then, there's the discerning of spirits. Now, these three work together. Now, the discerning of spirits. Now, the discerning of spirits here deals with like the name implies, to discern. Discern spirits. Some people are taking the sign of spirit for just bad spirits, for just evil spirits. No. No. Amen. Discerning of spirit. So you discern things. You discern the similitude of God in a place. The similitude of God. The sign of spirit. So you discern God with the spirit. Angels, yes, spirits. Right? You also discern evil spirits, but that shouldn't be loud. Amen? Amen? You also discern people, human beings, because we are spirit beings also, right? Right? Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. The sins of God. Now let me stay along these things for a while. Just a few minutes, like I said. For the discerning of spirit. The discerning of spirit. But what is it? The similitude of God. Sometimes you have it. It was this in the spirit I said this. Or I'm teaching a teaching I have taught in a vision. When I come here to teach, and I'm teaching, especially within this time I'm teaching on the school of the spirit, sometimes I just feel, I've taught this thing somewhere. I'm replaying something. This thing, so that's why I'm still battling. Say this thing, yeah. Glory to God. That is somewhere. That is why it's dimension. I trust God. Amen. Amen. Woo! Glory to God. Glory to God. You know, when I entered, I saw this brother on the floor. I said, I've seen this thing somewhere. Amen. We are believers. So just yield. Glory to God. So where am I? This is the spirit. Now, I want to say something I think I've said there. But you guys are going to help me now. Similitude of God, sometimes, many people see it in just like Moses. What Moses saw in the burning bush wasn't God himself, right? Right? He saw a burning bush fire, right? Now, watch how Moses wrote that experience. He said, the angel of the Lord appeared Let's read Exodus 3 so that you see. That you understand something there. What did Moses see is God? No, he saw angel of the Lord. And he, that is the sounding of spirit. Exodus chapter 3. Quickly, let's see that. Now he said, Moses kept the flock. Look at verses 2. He said, and the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire. Is that? Who appeared to him? How? Now, he appeared to him in a flame of fire. So, Moses discerned the angel of the Lord in a flame of fire. Did you see that? Did you see that? Now, hear this. Watch it. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burned. Did you see that? And when he said, I will turn aside and see, no. It was not like he was now saying, I don't know, but let me just turn and see. His face is back in it. No, that was not what happened. Amen. Well, how did he know a bush was burning? How does he know that there was fire and the bush wasn't burning? Amen. So it's not like I would turn aside and now see. No, it was not like he was back in it. So how did he know? Amen. So Moses saw the burning bush. And when he says, I will turn aside and see, he's saying, he was wondering. Let me consider this thing again. So, it caught his attention. Hallelujah. Amen. It caught his attention. Now, what happened? Verses 4. Then the Lord saw that he turned aside to see. Now, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush. Did you see that? Amen. Amen. God did what? Called unto him in the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses, and he said, here am I. Hallelujah. He was able to discern. Now, the fire was angel, right? Appeared to him, but God spoke out of that place. Hallelujah. So he was able to discern with fire. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Another person is Elisha. When Elijah was to be taken away. Elijah was to be taken away. Now, what Elisha said, Elijah said to him, when you see what I'm taking away, he said, you have it, right? Right? Now, what took Elijah away? Wild wind, right? Right? The wild wind came. So, now, watch it. Elijah saw everything. He saw the wild wind. But something else he saw was what he said. He shouted, my father, my father. He says, the chariot of Israel. Watch it. And the horsemen thereof. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. The chariot of Israel. And the horsemen thereof. So that means, within the wild wind, he saw what? Chariots, right? Now, before you miss it, Elisha subsequently now spoke to his servant when he came to attack him, right? And he said, he that is with us is more than them. And he said, no, they are more than us. We are just me and you. And he said, Lord, open his eye. When he opened his eye, what did he see? He saw the chariot also. Did you see that? Amen. Angels. So, they send them in chariots. Who are following me? Who are following me? Who are following me? Glory to God. So, when it comes to the discerning of spirits, most times, or sometimes, or most times, whatever, you might have them in similitudes. In a place. When God showed up in Exodus 19, how did he show? In a thick cloud. Watch it. Cloud. Hallelujah. Cloud. Just find that thick cloud. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Sometimes we can have this. Have it sometimes as a flash. You can just see it as a flash. Yeah. you have discerned something here. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hope you are following me. Hope you are following me. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, glory, glory. Amen. Amen. Should I go further? No. I'll teach you the others in the series. Amen. Glory to God. So, at the same time too, you can have expressions of supernatural being in mortal bodies. Someone said, no, that does not happen again. Are you okay? Where did you see in scripture that it has stopped? Where? Come on, don't do that. Hope you're following me. Glory to God. Amen. If you think it has stopped, why did James then say, some of you have entertained angels? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, I'll say something that Pahagin will say. He said, when it comes to, and I'll say it as we get along, we'll say, when it comes to discerning of spirit, when it comes to discerning of spirit, that he believes that we should pay attention much more to the inward witness. Hallelujah, to the inward witness. That, okay, that alarm in our spirit. This is well, that's along the way. But let's just pay attention to what I've said. But we can flow in all this. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't forget where we are coming from. We can share our experiences. Right? I'll try to do this comeback on Sunday or next week, shortly. Amen. We can share our experience. Was that where we started from? Convention, workers' convention. Can you remember? We can share our experiences. Right? Don't miss it. Can share our experiences amongst ourselves. Right? We can also direct God's Spirit. We can direct the move of the Spirit of God with our hands. Don't forget that. That will be very practical in our convention this year. Amen. Amen. We can direct it. We can direct it. With our hands. We can direct it with our words. Hallelujah. Amen. The pastor spoke about the gift of faith. You can direct it with your words. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Gift of faith. I can say to Sister Ayo sitting down here, we are the gift of faith. The power of God is burning right now in your hands. Burning right now. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. You give the faith. I see burning your eyes right now. Yeah. Give the faith. I want to have that in operation. Yeah. Motivate. You want to see and discern the angels of God as fire. See it now. You know, we can have it at work in our midst. Hallelujah. We can. We take all this. Hallelujah. We can direct it. And we're having a much more. Much more. Much more. Now, I said to say this. Everything you receive in convention will not end in convention. We are taking it out on the street. I'm going to teach us that in the last session on Sunday on convention. We are taking it out on the streets. Because we believe it. Amen. 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 Power of God. Power of God. And he's doing. Let me refer to Femi as you are there. Like you are having eye aches. It's not eye aches, the power of God. Right now. Glory to God. Glory to God. Woo, glory to God. I also want to catch something now. An experience. Glory to God. Catch the power of God in your ear. Sound like a mighty sound in your ear. Yeah, someone. In your ears. Like you have a mighty sound in your ears. Right now. We have it right now. We have it right now. We have it right now. Your right ears. Your right ears. And it's as if you cannot hear. It's as if you cannot hear. Like as if something has blocked the ear just now. Yes, power of God. The power of God. We can have many, 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 many experiences. It's for the world. It's for the world. We need this in evangelism. Believer. So much more in our midst. In our gathering. Thank you, Lord. 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 I see two more people having appearances right now in this place. Now! It's yours. It's yours. It's yours. It's yours. It's yours. Two more appearances right now. It comes like flash and goes. It comes like flash and goes. It's yours. Appearances. Ooh, glory. Okay. We're close. It's a lot of time. We're close. So. Wow. When can I complete my notes? When can I complete my notes? When can I complete this note? I want to get to some other things as regards to what I'm talking to you about. But I trust the Lord that if I don't teach it, you'll catch it. How about that? You'll catch it in the sessions on Sunday. I think I will take a link there. You. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. There are greater measures. Yeah. There are greater measures. There are deeper depths. There are deeper depths. And all you need All you need is to learn to respond to the flow when it comes. You know, the Lord is taking you into deeper depth and depth. And it's for the world. It's for His work. It's for His task in the earth. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's for His task in the earth. You have been built with boldness. Built with much boldness. That when you get out, you will launch out with the world with boldness. And you demonstrate and flow with the things of the Spirit with ease. Not missing it. Not missing it. No, not missing it. You will not be afraid. You will not be afraid. You will not allow fear stir in your heart with the appearances of men and the locations and places of men. For what will be in your front and be in your eyes will be the power of God. Will be His word so much burning in you as fire shut up in your bones. Will be His task and His will in all the earth is all you will see. And the faces of men and the appearances and the location of men will matter nothing to you. Will matter not again to you. Because you filled your eyes and your mouth with His work and with His tasks. And with His commission for men. With His commission in all the earth. You filled your heart and your mind with it. So you pay attention. You know, in meetings like this and times like this. Yeah, to walk into that. And walk into that. For in this depth, is being built in you boldness. For in this depth, and in this depth, is being built in you boldness. Boldness to minister His work, to minister His word. Boldness to minister the things of the Spirit. Boldness to say what you ought to say. Boldness to speak what you ought to speak. Boldness to flow with the power, with the spirit, what you ought to flow with His power. In these meetings and in this place, is built in you such boldness. In these meetings and in this place is built in you such boldness. So you yield. And you take a hold of all the experience that you have to receive. You take a hold of all the experience. For it will show in your ministry and it will show in your ministration. It will and it will. Amen. 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 Let's have you flow.
Just look down on the supernatural when you do outreach. Well, you step out. Step out with boldness. Step out with boldness, stead from these meetings. And you push with the supernatural. You notice that even the hardening of hearts will give themselves up to the knowledge of the Savior. As you step out with the supernatural, seeing signs and wonders done. You know, seeing the sick healed, diverse diseases and sicknesses healed. You just learn to step out. Step out in boldness. You know, in these meetings we have the things of the Spirit set up to work much more in our ministries. And we will be bold. We will be bold to walk in it. Precisely in the places where we do ministry. You know, we will notice that opportunities hitherto that we think that was close to us open up on their own accord. You know, we see them happen. We see more men saved. We see more men, you know, getting into the things of the Spirit much more. We will see even the disciples, the one we get saved, you know, immediately just catches this fire and passion for the things of the Holy Ghost. As we, you know, yield to this obedience to step up in boldness to preach and teach and do the supernatural. We are going to be intentional about the supernatural in how we preach and teach in the places where we do ministry. It's not just business as usual. It's actually teaching and preaching and doing the supernatural. You know, communicating the things of the Holy Ghost to the people that we preach and teach to. You will see disciples, people who just got saved, flow with the things of the Holy Ghost almost immediately. You will see people see things, know things, have experiences in the things of the Holy Ghost. And like wildfire, we will have the things of the Holy Ghost spread in those places where we do ministry. We will, like wildfire again, see, you know, the things of the Holy Ghost spread in the places where we do ministry. Many will become, you know, will become disciples. people who are giving up in churches, people who are giving up in the things of God, we will catch that fire again. We will catch that fire again. And we will dispel what we call a treason in places where we do ministry. People who have become cold about the knowledge of God, we will seem to catch fire again. Catch fire as we yield to this obedience to step out in boldness. Step out in boldness to preach and be intentional about the things of the Holy Ghost. Praise God.
Okay, step up.
And in the places where we minister God's word, we find a new expression of the Spirit of God in the heart of men. And we see, you know, like a fresh anointing upon our gatherings, where the corporate gathering changes, the unusual begins to happen. And it seems as though fresh anointing comes upon everyone, and it rubs us to everywhere where we minister God's word, whereby hearts that are bound by satanic oppression are loose just because of our presence. You know, men held by the power of Satan get loose because of hands laid upon them. You know, in the meeting called Believers Convention 2024, that which you have never seen begins to happen again. You know, you have never heard God clearly, you begin to hear clearly. You have never seen God, you begin to see. You know, it's supernatural happening in different measure. I sense again that we are pressing for the more, and we are pushing for depth. And we have depth amongst us. You know, it seems as though the Old Testament experience is coming again and afresh. And in depth and precision. You know, in Revelation gifts, we move into precision and accuracy. Where you mention a name, where you say a place, and that is it, because you are hearing God clearly this time and seeing clearly this time. You know, the power of the Holy Ghost flow easily and upon us this time. Where the miraculous happening in bounds and leaps, you know, hundreds coming, hearing the word of God, to set them hold in the name of the Lord Jesus. And we are moving into places, moving into streets by the power of the Holy Ghost. And we are breaking loose the hold of Satan. We are breaking loose the hold of Satan. We are breaking loose the hold of Satan. A new and a fresh anointing comes upon us again. A new and a fresh anointing comes upon us again. Where in our garden we have the lame walk. Where in our garden we have the blind eye see. Where in our garden we have the miraculous happening and happening and happening. In measure upon measure. In depth upon depth. And the spirit of faith overwhelms us. Again. The spirit of faith overwhelms us. Again. And we see the miraculous happening in the natural. Yeah. Even in the natural. Even in the natural, the man now believes that yes, you can live in the best of two worlds. You can now see and behold the spirit of faith happening everywhere. Happening everywhere. Oh, glory, 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 glory. And I see again the cloud of glory. Where we're seeing in our garden, we can't even minister. We can't even minister. We can't even minister. Because we yield to the Spirit. Amen. And we raise up and open again for more. Open for more. Open your bands for more. Open for more. Open for more. Open for more. For I will feel and feel you again. Yeah. I will feel and feel you again. I will break your measures. Amen. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Bless your name in all the earth. Your glory fills, your glory fills the land. beyond your power, how excellent, how excellent.